Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, it's DeStefano's Den with sports guy TJ DeStefano here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and thisisgold.net. Good morning, sports fans. Welcome inside to Stefano's Den on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, brought to you by Stay in La Trobe. Why stay in a hotel when you can stay in La Trobe? 905 Mission Road in La Trobe. Call 412-601-0706. Email stayinlatrobe@comcast.net and visit their website, www.stayinlatrobe.com. We're on at 7:30 on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, thisisgold.net, and on the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano, and as always, we're talking sports. Today, we're talking with the treasurer of the Westmoreland County Coaches Association, and he's also the Derry Area Girls Basketball Coach, Gene Brisbane. Coach, good morning. Thanks for coming on today.
Good morning to you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, great to talk to you. It's been a while. Before we get started with everything today, tell the folks a little bit about your background, Coach.
Well, I've been involved with high school and college sports since 1974, and coaching boys and girls basketball, and coaching high school track, college track, and junior college women's basketball. And I've been a member of the Westmoreland County Coaches Association for a long time.
That's fine. You don't have to give a number. And yes, you've done a lot of coaching in different sports and all different levels. So you have a very big and experienced background in the coaching field.
Yeah, it's, when looking back on it now, it just, it sometimes surprises me that, I've been able to do that many things. A lot of people don't have the opportunity to maybe stay in coaching as long as I have, and it's been a great opportunity for me, and I've enjoyed it, and obviously I'm still doing it, so it's a very very rewarding occupation.
And most people probably remember you most for your time at Hempfield, where you had a very good tenure as the girls' coach there.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. I pretty much am identified with the Hempfield girls basketball program, mm-hmm. and rightly so. I'm very proud of that program that we had the 20 seasons that I was the head coach there. But prior to that, getting my foundation in coaching was, coaching boys, as an assistant coach at Hempfield and an assistant coach at Greensburg Salem, and as the head boys coach at Jeanette. So, that was my lead up to, becoming the head coach at Hempfield for the girls program. And, I had a lot of outstanding mentors that helped me along the way.
Now, Coach, tell us about the Westmoreland County Coaches Association and what it does.
Yeah, the Westmoreland County Coaches Association is open to membership to coaches in the county and officials in the county. And the organization started in 1924.
Wow.
So, it's coming up on 100 years real soon. Mm-hmm. And back then, I believe, one of the only events that was held was the track and field competition. And then as it went on, then the wrestling was one of the events that was added. And then, then cross country, and then that was pretty much it for a while. And then we decided probably 15 or so years ago that we needed to get more sports involved because a lot of coaches weren't really being their sports weren't being represented by an organization. So that's when we started adding other events. So right now, we have boys and girls golf championships, boys and girls cross country championships. We have a boys basketball showcase. We have still have the wrestling. We have girls and boys swimming championships, boys and girls track championships. We have a football 7-on-7, and we have had a football showcase where football athletes can come and be showcased for college coaches to watch them go through a lot of fundamental football skills. And then we also have sponsored the Foothills Classic football all-star games. So those are all our events, and the, our main purpose is to raise money so that we can give the money back to deserving student athletes in the county in the form of scholarships. And right now we have three memorial scholarships. One is the Nick Pecoraro Memorial Scholarship. Another one is the Robert Van Atta Memorial Scholarship. And the third one is the Larry Salito Memorial Scholarship.
And you have a lot of schools that are members of the Coaches Association. Is that correct?
Yes. In Westmoreland County, there are 19 different school districts that would be eligible to participate in our events. And also, that means that there are 19 school districts whose coaches can be members in our organization.
And how many members do you have?
Well, prior to the COVID situation, we generally would average between 100 and 150 members. Mm-hmm. This past year was a little bit, you know, we couldn't have any in-person meetings or anything like that. We really weren't able to have events. In fact, the first event we've had throughout this whole thing was just a few weeks ago. We did have the county track and field again, and so that was the only event that we've been able to have so far throughout this the COVID situation. The membership situation was hurt because of that. But what we did was we sent out a memo to all of our past members and asked them if they would still pay their membership dues, which is $15 for the entire year. Mm-hmm. And just to help out, because financially, you know, we're kind of in a rough spot right now, because the bulk of our funds come from the entry fees that the schools pay whenever they're in our events. And since we haven't been able to have the events, we haven't been able to collect those entry fees. So a lot of members this year sent their dues in, but they also added some extra money as a donation to the club to help out, to help us out financially. Usually we give out we've given as many as 9 scholarships out mm-hmm. in the past. It just depends on our financial situation. Yeah. And this year we were only able to give out 3.
Okay.
And honestly, you know, without the help of the membership donations, and then we also had 6 different wrestling programs who each donated $250 each to our program to help out. And that was Franklin Regional Wrestling Boosters, Greensburg-Salem Varsity Wrestling, Southmoreland Wrestling Parents Association, Burl Wrestling Boosters, Ligonier Valley Junior and Senior High, and Kiski Area Wrestling. They all each donated $250 to help out with our scholarship fund.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Now, we were talking about the scholarships. How does that process work? And if people or kids are interested, how do they get, you know, to apply for these scholarships?
We have each year the deadline for sending those applications in is usually May the 1st. So for this year, we've already received the applications. We've gone through the applications. We've picked our winners for this year. And but to get the applications, all they have to do is go to their guidance counselor at their high school or their athletic director. Or go to the website, the WSCCA website, and the applications, you know, the process is on there. The winners this year, just so you know, people would know, the Nick Pecoraro Memorial Scholarship is going to be awarded to Alexander Danko from Manesson. The Bob Van Atta Memorial Scholarship is going to be awarded to Jordan Fairman of Kiski Area. And the Larry Salito Memorial Scholarship will be awarded to Tatum Hoffman of Ligonier Valley. And what will happen, what we do with those every year, is we don't give them their check. until the wrestling tournament in January. And what we all we ask of them is that they show us their first semester grades, you know, proving that they were enrolled at a college university. And then prior to the introduction of the championship matches at the wrestling tournament, we take time and we bring these people and their parents and their relatives, whoever, to the wrestling tournament, and we recognize them in front of the whole crowd that's at the wrestling tournament, and they receive their award at that time.
That's awesome, and it's awesome you guys are able to provide these scholarships to help these kids out as they prepare to move forward in their education.
Yeah, and honestly, you know, the only way we're able to do that is, again, through the entry fees to the events.
Yeah.
And also, you know, we charge admission to come in to watch the events, mm-hmm. as well, and that money goes for that too. Plus, you know, at all of our events, you know, we have we award medals, we award very nice trophies, and generally we give T-shirts to the medal winners. So you know, the expenses for putting these events on is a lot.
Yeah.
So you know, we also, you know, we have to, that has to be factored in to financial situation that we have.
A few months ago, the president of the association, Larry Salito, passed away. He was also an assistant football coach at Franklin Regional. Larry was a great guy, did so much for sports in Westmoreland County. Coach, talk about Larry and the work he did.
Yeah, you know, Larry's unexpected passing was left us with a huge, huge hole in our organization. Larry took the organization on his back and just led us into a different realm of respect and level of participation in the county. He was very passionate about giving the student athletes of Westmoreland County an opportunity to be recognized and give them an opportunity to participate in county championships. I mean, he was instrumental in everything that we did. He was such a leader for us. You know, it's still hard for us moving ahead without Larry. It's just it was just a horrible, devastating blow to our organization. And you know, we still haven't recovered from that. Larry was so organized. He had everything just down, just everything perfectly set up. And you know, he was the main reason that we resurrected the Foothills Classic.
Yes.
The All-Star Game. You know, there were years there was no Foothills Classic, and then he took it upon himself. He said, "We're going to do this again," and you know, he took the ball and ran with it. And he, I mean, that's a huge undertaking,
yeah.
Believe me. And you know, he was the main person. That he's the reason that football game was played, and you know, we were able to do it two times. And now we are in a situation where, you know, we're not going to have it. But, you know, in the future, we would like to probably do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we need to get somebody that is as passionate about that game as Larry was. Because without somebody doing what he did, you know, with all the sponsors and the organization of the athletes and the practice sessions and the uniforms and everything, the banquet and, you know, just – it was a huge undertaking,
yeah.
And you know, and he did it. I mean, he was responsible for it. But other, you know, besides that event, you know, Larry was heavily invested in every one of our events. He was at every single one of our events. He never missed an event. He was just a wonderful person,
yeah.
And you know, he and I mean, I never really knew Larry, and then all of a sudden, you know, we became very good friends, and I miss him. I miss him a lot.
As I said, big loss for Westmoreland County sports for sure. We are talking with the treasurer of the WCCA and Dairy Girls basketball coach Gene Brisman this morning on DeStefano's Den, brought to you by Stay in Latrobe on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, This is Gold.net, and the iHeartRadio app. Coach, there is a new president of the Coaches Association, Andy Wenick. Talk about Andy and, you know, how the process was that he got elected and what his plans are for the association.
Yeah. Andy's a wonderful person as well. And, you know, he was our vice president. And so, you know, he was next in line to take over. And I'm sure he would have rather been, if he was going to be president, he would have rather been taking that position under other circumstances. Yeah. But, you know, Andy has done a great job with us for many, many years. He's been on the board of directors as well. And, you know, he knows what it's all about. You know, Andy's the head track and field coach, is one of the head coaches at the track and field at La Trobe. And, you know, he's a very organized person, and that's what you need. You need somebody that's very organized, very intelligent, you know, able to talk to people, able to handle situations that come up. And, you know, he's able to do all of that. And, he, you know, he's done a very good job since becoming the new president.
And as I said before, you're the treasurer, so you're the guy in charge of the money.
Right.
How long have you been in that role?
You know, that's a good question. I know. I'd say for the last 15 years, probably.
Okay.
10 to 15 years, yeah. I'm not real good with dates, but it's something like that, yeah.
Yeah. And I guess you obviously enjoy it and enjoy being part of the association.
Yeah, we have a real good core group of people.
Uh-huh.
You know, our secretary is Holly Guerrieri. Holly's just she does a tremendous job. We would be lost without her. She just keeps us all where we need to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's just a really good addition to our officers. And and then we have the board of directors, which is a good group of guys. But the problem that we have right now is, you know, the average age of the people, the officers and the board of directors is up there pretty good. And, you know, we need to try to get some younger guys that want to get involved at the board of director mm-hmm. level and even as officers. And it's one of those things. A lot of organizations have this same situation where you have officers in there, and then, you know, yearly it comes up, you know, you want to nominate people for these positions so we can have an election. Well, you know, pretty much everybody says, well, you know, we're happy with the officers we have. We're not going to nominate anybody. And it's, you know, pretty much because nobody wants to do it.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we do need to get some younger people involved in the as far as officers are concerned. And, you know, technically, you know, you should be an officer maybe for 2 years and then, you know, to somebody else. But that's not how it's worked. So but we got to work on that. And also, you know, whenever you ask about, you know, how many members we have,
mm-hmm.
you know, on a normal year, you know, we will have over 100 members. But when you think about that, that's not that many.
No.
Whenever you have 19 school districts and you think about how many coaches there are
yeah.
in all of those, each school district. I remember back in the 70s, whenever I first joined the organization, I remember I was in the hall one day and Bill Abraham at Hemphill, he came up to me and he said, "You're joining the county coaches tonight." I said, "Oh, am I?" he picked me up and took me to the meeting and I joined and that was it.
Uh-huh.
And I can still remember that meeting was held at a fire hall. That's how many people. I mean, there was a lot of people there, a lot.
Wow.
And we don't have that right now. And, you know, we've been trying to get back to that as much as possible. And also, not just, you know, being a member is one thing, coming to the meetings is one thing, but when we have these events, we need help. We need help with admissions. We need help with 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need help. And, you know, right now it's pretty much just the same people doing those things. So we just like to get some more people involved and you know, get them to see the how rewarding it is to see these events take place and go off. And then at the end, be able to give these scholarships out to the student athletes.
Now, one more coaches association thing for you. I know you guys usually run the annual county wrestling tournament at Kiski area, but they ran their own version this year because of COVID. Now, will the coaches association run that next year?
Right now, what we're planning on doing is getting back to our normal schedule, which will include our first. Well, what we generally do, our Secretary Hawley has a form she sends out to all the schools, and she usually does that in August, and she sends it to the athletic directors, and we call it the Super Bill. So on this paper are all of our events. It has the day and the date that those events will take place, and then each school has the option of checking off what events they're going to be in, and then the entry fees are there, and then the school districts generally will send me one check that covers all of the entry fees for all of the events that their school is going to be in.
Okay.
So, you know, we're going to get back to doing that. And then in September, every September, our first meeting, I believe, will be the third Wednesday of September. And so that, you know, if we're able to do that, then we'll be back to normal situation with our meeting. And, you know, in the past several years, we've had our general meetings at the Nunzio's in Jeanette.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're hoping for. You know, we're hoping that we're able to get back into that regular situation and have the regular events. Yeah, we had two of the events were held this past year by coaches that just decided they were going to try to have the event. One was the cross country, they did it, and then the wrestling, they did it. But you know, we will do those events beginning next year if everything is normal again. You know, we had to follow some very strict protocols with the COVID. You know, there was getting a lot of athletes and people together like that just didn't fit into the way things were going last year, and that's why we just weren't able to do it.
Now, I want to talk a little bit of basketball with you here as we begin to wind down. You just wrapped up your second season as the head coach of the Derry area girls basketball team. You guys went 14-9 in year one, 3-11 this past year. So just thoughts on the first two seasons for you.
Yeah, the first season was, I was just walking into an unknown situation. I really wasn't sure what was going to happen. And when I met with the girls the first time, you know, I basically laid out, you know, what we were going to try to accomplish in that. You know, that I wasn't going to coach effort. That was their responsibility.
Yeah.
And if they did things with the right amount of effort, you know, we could be successful. And if we were, it would be because of the effort that they were going to put in collectively, individually and collectively as a team. And that's what they did. I had five very, very good seniors that came to practice every day, and they were leaders and took care. You know, they had played. They had played previous seasons. They had a lot of experience in games and so forth. So it wasn't like we were starting over again. But they just, you know, they gained confidence. You know, as the season went on, they gained confidence. And, you know, we were able to have a really good season. And the players deserve a lot of credit because, you know, they had struggled in past seasons, but you know, they came together and they just decided, you know, they weren't going to go through that again, and they didn't. The only negative part was I had five seniors. They all pretty much started and played, you know, the majority of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And this past season, obviously, they weren't there. So
yep.
We were kind of starting over. But, you know, we still had our leading scorer from that first year was Tiana Morocco. You know, as a sophomore, she was our leading scorer. Last year, as a junior, she was our leading scorer again. And then we had a group of players that were really thrown into the fire, believe me. You know, they went from hardly playing any JV because we just didn't, you know, really have enough people,
mm-hmm.
and to just playing a full varsity schedule. Well, not a full schedule, but the games that we were able to
yeah.
get in. And so, you know, it was tough for them because, you know, they're learning on the fly. They're experiencing the speed of the game that they really weren't comfortable with. So, it was basically a season where they had to gain that experience on the job training.
Yeah.
We had one senior. We had one senior this year, Alana Malloy, and Alana was a very good senior because she's been a significant participant in three sports at Derry, volleyball, basketball, and then softball, which the softball team yesterday just won the very first playoff game in school history.
Yep.
And she was a big part of that. And so, we had her as our one senior. So everybody is coming back, but we have a lot of work to do in the off season, and we have to improve. Everybody's got to get better, and hopefully that will happen, and we can have a little bit more enjoyable season than we did this year as far as wins and losses. But honestly, I have to tell you that in a lot of cases, if you're losing more games than you're winning, a lot of times there's pouting and negative feelings, but that was not the case. The girls that I had this past season, both seasons, their attitudes have been very good. They came to practice every day this past year, tried as hard as they could. I was very impressed with their overall attitude. And also, even with the people at Derry are very supportive, and they recognize how much time the players and the coaches put in to their sports, and they're very appreciative of what you do. And it's been a good experience for me these past two seasons, and hopefully next season we'll get back to doing things a little bit better.
Yeah. And I guess the one pause, if you take away from it, as you said, it was a young team, and they all got a lot of experience, and that's only going to help them get better as they move along here the next few years.
Yeah, and honestly, this will be the first summer that I've had a chance to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
The first year, I didn't get hired till September, so that summer was gone, and then last summer was COVID.
Yeah.
So this is the first summer that I'll have a chance to do some things with them. So I think that'll help too.
Yeah. Well, Coach, thanks as always for your time. Best of luck as you continue with the Coaches Association and with girls basketball at Derry, and I'll talk to you again soon, hopefully.
Well, TJ, thank you very much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it, and it's been my pleasure to have this conversation with you today.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. And that is Gene Brisbane. He is the treasurer of the Westmoreland County Coaches Association and the Derry Area Girls Basketball Coach. That'll do it for DeStefano's Den this Saturday morning, brought to you by Stay in Latrobe. Why stay in a hotel when you can stay in Latrobe? 905 Mission Road in Latrobe. Call 412-601-0706. Email stayinlatrobe@comcast.net and their website, stayinlatrobe.com. You can like DeStefano's Den on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at SportsGuy1480. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday on Westmoreland Saturday Morning.